Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know you don't like the cup. I don't really care. I'm kind of indifferent to it. Like, it doesn't matter to me. It's just, you're right. It's a regular season game. There's this thing for the teams that aren't going to make the playoffs. That's really who it's for. It's for those teams in those markets. And fine, give them a chance to go out there. It was the Pacers won it last year, right? Like, give them a chance to go out there and accomplish something and win something. I think the Celtics have much bigger goals than that. But
did the Pacers win it or the Lakers?
I thought it was the Pacers.
No, it was the Lakers. The Lakers beat the Pacers.
Yeah, they raised the banner.
Sorry, right.
Wait, yes. Who is James Earl Jones is producing today? The deep-voiced man in there.
Very nice.
I apologize for my voice. I woke up with something going on in my throat. I got a crap ton of hauls, so hopefully we'll be able to get through.
All right, very good.
Tangway.
It's before we even get to the takes on the NBA Cup and what we think about or how we think about it, that was an awful game last night for the Celtics. I mean, it just was not, especially towards the end there. It's becoming an issue now, them getting killed on the offensive glass. Like, this has become a thing now, and you're seeing it not once in a while. You're seeing it pretty consistently. I feel like these last five games, the Bucks got them on the glass, the Nets got them on the glass, the Warriors got them on the glass. They didn't lose all those games. But you're going to lose more games than you should if you can't rebound, and that's it. I mean, they're still one of the best teams in the league. They're still 9-3, so I'm not here to hit the panic button or anything like that, certainly not in the Eastern Conference. But it is something to keep an eye on because Kristaps Porzingis, he'll come back and he'll help that a little bit, but it's not that they're not tall enough, right? It's that they're getting outworked. They're getting outworked under the glass. They're getting outworked for loose balls. I can't tell you how many lazy passes I counted that Dyson Daniels stepped in the passing lane and took away and went down the other way for a dunk or a layup or something. That happened more times than I can remember. And in the fourth quarter still, it was ugly. It was just sort of a lackluster performance. It was the type of game that I wasn't expecting to see the Celtics cruise into at this point in the year. I thought we were going to still see motivated, kill everybody, you know, we're the Celtics and we're going to roll you over like you were kind of seeing in that Knicks game on opening night. I thought that would last a little bit longer. It seems like kind of worn off a little bit.
I was dead wrong. I thought they wanted to be special. I thought they wanted to set records. I thought that would sort of keep human nature and whatever out of the picture, and that's very much in the picture. Jaylen Brown said it. Jaylen Brown's their leader, in my opinion, and we're going to get into him, I'm sure, on a variety of areas in this game. But when he says, like, we kind of just thought we'd win and could just show up and win, that's what it looked like. That's the reality. And I think allowing offensive rebound, defensive rebounding is sort of like defense. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of effort involved there, a lot of energy, a lot of want to. And when you're having problems in that area, I think that's indicative of sort of your mentality and how you showed up to the game. And because I don't think the Hawks are better. And I don't even think it really had anything to do with, like, they were motivated to, in this tournament. I don't think it's anything to do with that. I also don't think for those people that thought, those Olympic issues are really going to motivate the Celtics. Well, they got three losses already. They already lost to the Warriors. You can stick your Olympic motivation up your bum because it has led to nothing successful right out the gates.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
like,
maybe Mazzulla has to call him soft. The word for the Patriots. Maybe you got to do
and they kind of are
like that. They are a little bit, yeah.
They're kind of a soft basketball team right now. I mean, so you lose rebounding-wise. Mm-hmm. I don't think your defense has been up to your own standards. You can't hit free throws in the clutch. That's sort of a mental soft issue, even though with JB it's also just a kind of par for the course for part of his makeup issue.
Yeah, it sure is.
But I think you could argue they're a soft basketball team right now. And you're right. Maybe Mazzulla needs to pull that out. Challenger. Remember early on when Ime said they got punked on their home floor or whatever?
It was like, I do remember that. Yeah.
I think it was like the first week he was coaching or something. Mm-hmm. They feel like they need some sort of a wake-up call. And I don't know if that comes from Mazzulla. Probably not going to come from Tatum. Maybe it comes from Jaylen Brown or Al Horford or the Drew Holiday, whatever you consider the leadership of this team is. But that was... they're not as good as we expected them to be. Like, that would be my simple takeaway. they're not as good as we projected. They've already lost three games. They lost a game to a team at home. We didn't think there was any way they were going to lose to the Warriors. Mm-hmm. That, if they were going to win anything, that was the game they were going to make sure they win. Then the first game of this, you know, cockamamie tournament here, they lose to
people
the Hawks.
People don't say cockamamie that much anymore, you know?
I almost was thinking about it, and I was thinking that, like, I haven't heard this word in so long that I feel
cockamamie,
like
cockamamie, what is this cockamamie stuff, you know? Like, you know, that's a pretty good word, and you don't hear
yeah,
it anymore.
And I was worried I was going to say it wrong and have to be dropped, because it feels like a word if you go sideways that Stiz would have to risky. Drop it. But, yeah, we should bring it back. Make that the official word of the WEEI afternoon program.
Sure. I'm fine with that. The Celtics did have a big lead in this game. They led by 15, I want to say, yep. in the third quarter multiple times. So to see that lead evaporate and to have it all go to hell on the very end there, the Hawks tied it up a couple of times but didn't take the lead until the very end. So, I mean, this was a choke for all chokes. You know, I don't know how else to describe it. They had the lead. They were in control of the game. I can't, in the fourth quarter, how many times did Derek White in the fourth quarter hit a three-pointer that you're like, all right, that's it, game's over. White just killed it. That's it. Now it's a seven-point lead. It was tied. He hit a three. They were up one. He hit one to make it four. Two-possession game. I kept watching that going, number one, why isn't Derek White taking every shot in this quarter? Because he can't miss. And number two, boy, he's really breaking that Hawk team's back with that one. And I'll give Atlanta credit.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're resilient. They're better without Trae Young, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. They're a sneaky, long, athletic team that can give a team like the Celtics problems, and they did. That first quarter was not great for the Celtics either. The Hawks were right there going back and forth. I think they had the lead after one, and the Celtics did what I think they expected to do, is go out to a big lead in the second and third quarters, and then they thought they could just coast after that, and they couldn't. Atlanta was right there with them. They kept hitting shots. Celtics defense, I thought, wasn't great. Even when it was a bad matchup, you know, you get a guy posting up, Dyson or Johnson, one of those guys, and it just seemed like the Celtics had no answer for it. So, again, listen, we're not here to tell you that the Celtics are in trouble, and there's been a lot of champions over the years who have won a championship, come back the next year, not looked as good coming out of the gate, and then ended up picking it up when they needed to and winning it. How many times did the Cavaliers with LeBron not finish first in the East? It was a bunch. You know, you saw that happen before. It's not the craziest thing in the world. So I'm not panicking yet, but in the early going here, I'm looking for things that are concerning, looking for things that they're doing well. There are things they're doing well. Not much of them last night, though. I thought one of the things that they've done well this year is pass the ball. And last night, I mean, a lot of lazy passes, a lot of hands in the passing lane that they just didn't try and avoid. I liked Quinn Snyder's strategy, which was similar to Steve Kerr, which was just, you know, double team Tatum without the ball.
Yep.
Bother him all night, blitz him all night, and it worked. Tatum had a bad game, and Jaylen Brown had a very good game, as did Derek White. They have guys who can make up for it when Brown or Tatum or anybody is shots not going down. But they're figuring out, and I don't know if this is something that every team's going to do, but any coach out there that doesn't at least early on try and blitz Jason Tatum is missing the boat, because it's working so far.
He hasn't reacted well to the blitz. He hasn't shot the ball well after we kind of put to bed. One of my concerns coming into the season was these shooting carryover from last postseason. Now, he hasn't been that bad, but he's not been nothing to see here move along in terms of his shooting. And then the basic one is the rebounding, though. Like, I heard Terp talk about this. I don't know anything about deep dives into analytics of NBA games, but I got to think, if the other team shoots the ball 24 more times than you do, mm-hmm. they got a really good chance to win that basketball
sure.
game, right? Because even if they don't shoot well, let's just say they shoot 30% overall. Doesn't that mean they hit eight more shots? And if those are only two, that's 16 points right there you gave them, just because they shot more. Volume.
Well, they shot more because they got 19 offensive rebounds.
No, that's
and
my
you
point.
Only got a few. I mean,
and
that's
you don't
it. Yeah.
want to. I just think that's energy, effort, attitude. It's all those things we talk about that could be an issue with a defending champion, could be an issue with a team that is finding its way still as it develops into the front runner, whether the target is on their back or between their eyes, that whole mentality coming into the season, and Joe Mazzulla. And I think he's got some work to do because they do have a vibe to them that they think they can just show up. And my guess is every game they get teased a little bit, they go up 15. Yeah, we can just show up. See, we're fine now.
Right.
Now we can just cruise to Oh, wait, we're not just going to cruise to victory? Oh, we're in a dogfight here, and plays matter at the end of games? So I just that's my simple takeaway. They are not – I thought they were hungry to be special, to put themselves maybe atop. You had talked about it. Is this the greatest Celtics team of all time? I'm going to say right now, nope.
Yeah,
tis not.
No, too. I mean, listen, that's a big standard here. The Celtics are one of the all-time great franchises in the history of sports. So, I mean, it's hard to be the top one there. But I agree. I mean, I think that this was – there's a special team in the East right now. It's not you. The special team in the East right now is Cleveland. It just is.
I'm not sure they're special either.
Well, maybe they won't end up being
they're
special.
They're playing special. Gerard
right now, they're a special team. Yeah, they are. I mean, they're 12-0. I don't know who they have tonight. Philadelphia, I think, without Embiid. No Embiid. So
they're
probably
going
to go to 13-0. They're undefeated. The Celtics are struggling a little bit here. And a loss to the Hawks, I'm sorry, that counts. That counts as struggling a little bit. You lost to Golden State, which was the big game you circled.
Yep.
And now here it is, the first game of the NBA Cup, which I also don't care about. But you go out there and lose to Atlanta? I don't know about that. I mean, that's to me is the type of thing that should get people's attention. And I think it will, and I think the Celtics will bounce back from it, and I'm not concerned that this is going to derail their quest to repeat or anything. I still have them as the champions this year. But it's worth noting that, you know, for a team that's got the big bullseye on their back, they're getting hit with it a couple times, you know? Like, that's the trade-off.
And I would also argue for a team who some people still want to take pot shots at their title run due to the nature of it and the fact that teams weren't necessarily at full strength against them, this probably fuels some of those people.
Mm-hmm.
This probably fuels some people that still have questions about really how good are the Celtics.
Right.
They won. They were anointed. People like you have deemed them winners because they won.
Sure.
Are they really winners? Are they really that good? Is their mettle really that proven? Or did they have kind of a fortuitous run towards a title?
They did. I think both can be true. I mean, you can have a fortuitous run and still blow everybody out and cruise the moonwalk to the championship.
But then if you start the next year kind of half-assing it, not looking your best, and I know
there hasn't been a repeat in 7 years, Andy. I mean, this is the way it is now. Yeah,
it is really hard to do. Look at the NFL; like you learn it all the time. It takes special to win a series of titles. Generally, like we've seen two of them in the last whatever, and it's Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. It's two of the greatest of all time with coaches. Some of that. The Celtics are a champion. No one can take that away. They established. What they going to say now? Well, what they going to say now is, how come you guys get three losses to start the season? I explained away Indiana. You know, that's a tough matchup for them. They gave you a dogfight, whatever, on the road. Okay, so do I explain away Golden State? Well, you know, Steph Curry's still got something to him, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you overthought. How do I explain away this one?
Right.
I feel like at some point we stop explaining them away and say, you're not as good as we thought you were.
Yeah. Listen, and we'll see if that ends up being the case. I think that there are a lot of examples of teams, even Golden State, after that 73 win season, you know, where they got off to good starts, but then after that, not so much. You know, like there were other teams that emerged in the West. It's a little early, I think, in the Celtics dynasty, if we're still considering this to be the early moments of one, for that to happen. So something to keep an eye on. I think it's definitely not the be-all, end-all yet, but that was a surprising loss last night and a very poor start to the NBA Cup.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.